my dad looking out my hotel window at the cars, whilst flicking through my phone I found old videos of when I played the local bars. From festivals to sellout tours, believe me I was never sure I'd get this far. It's more than I was hoping for, and though there's still no open door, it's forced ajar. Still I'm not a thing without the people as they scream and shout, rid my mind of any doubt and inspire what I write about. So I stand up for the cause until I'm kicking down the door. Using what I say to make a better day. And I stand up for the people, cause everybody's equal, giving them a way to have a better day. And next door there's a union man, noting down his points upon the pages. This fella's nearly killed himself, puts members before help to get them fairer wages. Arguing the truth, the man's now speaking on the news, he's moving up the stages. In a world that really stinks, I think he could have been a leader for the ages. His comrades holding signs, standing on their picket lines. They're the ones who make him shine and help him beat man's decline. So he stands up for the cause until he's kicking down the door. Using what he says to make a better thing. And he stands up for the people, cause everybody's equal, giving them a way to have a better thing. Across the road volunteer leaves the work here, local funded center, where people go to ease their wounds. The lady stands to greet them as they even enter. Their stories make a cry, but the woman really tries to be a grievance venter. And after every session smiles, she feels she's taught a lesson and she's glad she went there. That's a place she wouldn't be if funding from community was alien to you and me. Thank God there's still some empathy. That's why you stand up for the cause until you're kicking down the door.